This is PX Pulse, the Advocacy Chronicles, where advocates highlight key issues and get into what's at stake and how to win. Each episode is a discussion with one leading advocate and explores a campaign at the forefront of global health equity. We spotlight strategies that work, winning tactics, and improvised solutions. I'm your host, Manju Chitani Gada. Today, we'll be talking about U Equals U and a successful campaign that has made it national policy in South Africa. What is U Equals U? Undetectable equals untransmittable refers to a major breakthrough in the science and understanding of HIV treatment. Researchers confirmed that people living with HIV who have an undetectable viral load and take medication as prescribed have zero risk of transmitting HIV to their sexual partners. This evidence galvanized a worldwide campaign with the hope that spreading the word that undetectable equals untransmittable would reduce stigma around HIV and inspire people to maintain their treatment. In 2023, the WHO released guidance on exactly how to monitor viral load based on this evidence. And this provided supportive global policy. But as we know, WHO policy is not enough to set public health policy or fulfill the promise of E equals U. Today, we speak to Mandisa Tiari Dukashe, Treatment Technical Lead at the South African National AIDS Council, or SANAC. Mandisa is a U equals U champion. Her work was instrumental to the launch in just May this year of the National U Equals U campaign in South Africa. Mandisa has a long list of credentials behind her. She's the co-founder of the U Equals U Africa Forum, part of the U Equals U Global Community Advisory Board, alumnus of the AVAC Cure Research Program, and of the AVAC Advocacy Fellows Program. Among many accolades, she's also been recognized as a 2021 Amazing People Living with HIV by HIV Plus magazine. Welcome, Mandisa.
Thank you so much, Manju, and thank you for having me in this platform.
So, Mandy, why this issue? Why did you pick U Equals U to do advocacy around? What challenges were people living with HIV experiencing with treatment in your community?
Yeah, thank you, Manju. I think in your opening remarks, you mentioned something very critical, that is stigma. And I think, as we know globally, that stigma has been quite an issue affecting treatment and retention to care. Now, U equals U, it is scientifically proven that a person with HIV with an undetectable viral load cannot transmit HIV. Zero transmission. World Health Organization endorsed this. We are using this message to actually invite people to start treatment and remain on treatment. And the most important benefit is that as community knows about U equals U, it means they will detach internal stigma now. People with HIV are not transmitting HIV. At this point, we are saying it's safe to date. It's safe to get married. In fact, sexual partners and communities, their role is to support the people with HIV to adhere to treatment and to remain on treatment. U equals U is actually going to close that gap.
And that gap is a serious problem, right?
Yes, yes. Probably we may know that UNAIDS 95-95-95 targets that requires country to place 95% of people with HIV on treatment and make sure that 95% of those have an undetectable viral load. My background, I'm a clinician. So as I was monitoring the progress of the country, I could pick up that South Africa was not doing very well in putting and retaining people on treatment, which was a bit concerning to me because it was not only about targets, like about numbers of putting people on treatment, but it was also about the quality of life of people with HIV. So obviously, as a person with HIV on treatment, I know how treatment works and I know the importance of treatment and the benefits of treatment as a person. So at that point, I had to think of a strategy, something new that will inspire people to start and remain on treatment.
So this has a personal dimension, a community dimension, and a national dimension for you.
Yes, yes.
So when Mandy, the clinician, became the fiery advocate for U equals U. What was the goal you had in mind initially? And what was the win that you actually got?
The 7th of May, 2024 was the day that the country came together with the Minister of Health launching U equals U campaign. It's such a critical, very important milestone because at the end of the day, some people are scared to test because they don't know if there's future hope. And there's a study that was done in Cape Town that proved that there were men that were being exposed to U equals information. And 76% of those men came to test as opposed to 45% of those men who were not told about U equals who came. So it actually has an opportunity to assist across the 95. It's very, very critical for the country. And we had to then go through certain stages. And I think it took us almost 2 years for the country to get into the stage of being harmonized, where the National Minister of Health, the Deputy General of Health, were in support of U equals U to say that an undetectable viral load, it means a person cannot transmit HIV. We've got 9 provinces in the country, and it's very difficult at times, even though maybe advocates and communities or implementing partners can be behind the message. But without that voice from that national structure, from the National Department of Health to say, we are endorsing and we're giving South Africans a go-ahead to scale up this message. That is why it is such a critical and important point of having the minister endorsing and launching the National U Equals U campaign.
So Mandisa, getting buy-in from the Minister of Health was a huge part of ensuring there was this launch. But what else was important?
I had to make sure that communities buy in, community understand the importance, and communities are taking the lead. So that's one strategy that I had to use. And obviously, it was not only about people with HIV and civil society. It was also about implementing partners, developing partners, understanding and be behind the voices of the civil society. And that actually led to the development of the communication strategy, which was a guiding tool in terms of whoever wants to develop a message, they really need to follow the national communication strategy. That toolkit was mainly to guide different provinces within health facilities. And at this point in time, what we are looking at is how to intensify the usage of these tools, making sure that communities are still leading the advocacy and the cascading of the information. We need to make sure U equals U message is simplified. We also need to make sure that there is standardization of messaging so that we're not confusing communities. So we are ready, we are willing, we are free to move as the country with this message.
So it sounds like getting governmental buy-in was critical, but even more critical was getting community buy-in and having community lead the process.
Well, I think what is very key is to make decisions with communities, is to plan with communities and unpack the benefit of the information to communities, very critical. So I had to do a number of workshops across different provinces where I was unpacking the science, unpacking the benefit. We established a national sub-working group. Different sectors were sitting there, women's sector, sports sector, men's sector, PHIV sector was sitting there, development partners were sitting there, and government departments were sitting there. It was a structure that was actually moving this dialogues, moving the consultations, taking decisions and planning in terms of where are we going at the country level, in terms of whether there is a need of getting a global expert to come in those consultations. So when you're working in the advocacy space, look at your alliance, make sure that you have influential people, people that have knowledge about this, experts and advocates, so that if you are unable at some point to convince people, you are able to bring your external forces to actually influence the space.
So another ingredient in the recipe was harnessing global expertise and global allies to also bring their evidence and experience to bear.
Yes, definitely.
So, Mandisa, as you said earlier, it's not about the launch. It's about what happens after the launch. So what are two or three specific things that need to happen now to really roll out the communication strategy and the guidance?
Now that we have launched the national campaign, we need to make sure that provinces, they do launch. And with the messaging toolkit from the National Department of Health, each province sat down and actually came together to develop a provincial strategy. Now, with this message, obviously, there will be demand for services. As people with HIV in the community, civil society are actually mobilizing and creating demand. Now, we want to make sure that we're not inviting people at the same time they encounter certain attitudes. So we're looking at making sure that there's community-led monitoring of those services, issues of stock shortages. We don't want a situation where people will get in facilities, not getting their ARVs, viral load access, staff attitude. All those things are what is going to make sure the country gets to what we want to get out of this U equals U.
Speaking personally, I want to congratulate Mandisa, all the allies involved, and the community level commitment that brought South Africa to this monumental moment, a nationally endorsed and supported U equals U campaign. Mandisa highlighted a list of tactics that proved critical, establishing a dedicated working group that brought in diverse expertise and support, ensuring there were educated and committed policymakers in government, and supporting community members to be ready to lead. And the resources created to guide implementation are just as critical, such as toolkits for monitoring and communication. Every context will have its own challenges, but these lessons just might help anyone, anywhere, to take the next step. For more on U equals U, see the resources on the landing page for this episode of PX Pulse on avac.org.